Hello, I'm Fred and I work for Marvel. Today I will present the exhibition of Marvel, which is in New York from the 1st March to the 1st April. The purpose of this exhibition is to show the link between the superheroes and the context in which they were created. For example, there is Captain America, who is from my point of view the best example. In fact, Captain America has been created during the Second World War and the creators were inspired by the context of this time, the fear of Nazis. It represents the values of America, which is the freedom who fights against the tyranny of the Nazis. He wears a red, white and blue costume, which are the colors of America, and he has wings on his head, so he represents perfectly the patriotism of America during the Second World War and consequently the link between him and the context of this time. I can give you another example, Iron Man. This superhero was created during the Cold War and he fought against the USSR and saved the communism. He is a symbol of America who fights against a communist regime where there is an absence of freedom. Oh, I have forgotten. Our exhibition is in partnership with DC, so I will present one of their famous heroes, Batman. Batman, whose real name is Bruce Wayne, has lost his parents who were killed by a thief. So after that he wants to fight against the crime which is in the Gotham City. Therefore, he is a symbol of the justice in USA who fights against the high criminality in cities. I gave you some of our famous superheroes. However, the exhibition presents lots of superheroes like Thor, Hulk, the X-Men, Superman. But I think it's very interesting to know the link between this hero and the context in which they were created. With that, you can know better the superheroes. So I would like to see you in our exhibition, and thanks for your listen. Bye bye!